The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London at 4 to 7. Adam.
Morning. Yeah, we've gone through the 20,000 barrier here, 20,732 coronavirus deaths in hospital, and possibly as many again in care homes, although those numbers aren't forthcoming. But intriguingly, the number of deaths on a daily basis has now suddenly dipped down to 400 or so. I mean, it's awful for all those involved, but of course, that's very similar to Spain, which has begun to ease its social restrictions, whereas the UK is absolutely not easing anything yet. But we do have now these 96 mobile testing units to be run by armed forces personnel to test key workers who show any symptoms of coronavirus. So this is an upping of the testing ante, and that's absolutely seen as one of the cornerstones of yes. defeating the wretched thing.
I notice on the figures here, though, that the mild cases of all those numbers are 98.8. So you're getting this down. The critical cases are only 1.2%, 1,559. So this notion that you'd be running out of intensive care beds and so on, that's also become a furphy. Now, Boris is back on deck. Is that sensible?
It seems so. He's had, I guess, 3 weeks, if had just over 3 weeks out. Of course, he was in intensive care. You don't come back from that terribly quickly. But he is back at Downing Street tonight. It is thought that, therefore, he will have a casual look through some papers and actually resume work tomorrow. He was under doctor's orders not to do any work during the convalescence. And as we know, he obviously got COVID-19 pretty badly. But his deputy, Dominic Raab, says the Prime Minister is, quote, raring to go. And frankly, there are some very tricky decisions ahead, not least about what we do with lockdown and decisions that you
when
have
do you,
to
when do you crank up the economy? Just on the economy, Tony, Sir Richard Branson?
Yeah, there's a bit of a thing here. On the one hand, Sir Richard Branson, like many airlines, he's asked for a bailout from the UK government for Virgin Atlantic. Of course, he asked for the same for Virgin Australia, to no effect. But the only trouble is with Virgin Atlantic is this is an airline owned 49% by the Americans. And also, it's been pointed out that Sir Richard Branson has a personal fortune of £4.2 billion. So if he wants half a billion, is that right that the government should stump up? And I have to say, there's now a petition, which I think is a bit mean somehow, but there's a petition to strip him of his knighthood because he's a tycoon who doesn't pay British taxes and who also fairly recently sued the health service over a lost contract.
Very interesting
stuff.
His
name is a little bit being dragged through it at the moment.
And the public aren't stupid at the end of the day. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.